Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.D. Sloan here on the Tape Changers Guide to 90s Pro Wrestling, and I'm here with New South Championships Wrestling's newest megastar, Dave Rundell. Dave, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Good, man. So you are, what, 4 weeks in, 5 weeks into the company? Oh, well, I guess weeks is because it's every 2 weeks, so about 2 months?
Give or take 2 months, yeah. It's been a lot of fun, honestly. It's everything I've wanted so far in a wrestling career. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm working the people that I, you know, like somebody I've trained with, like Ruthless Reynoso, or somebody I've watched for, you know, a while, like Richard Lowe. It's a learning experience, but I'm having fun at it. I'm learning a lot. I'm, you know, going out there. I'm honing my craft. I'm doing what I can to get my leg up in this business.
So let's kind of start in the beginning. Let's talk about your upbringing and what kind of got you into pro wrestling and kind of how you brought your journey to this point now. What is it about? Who did you grow up looking at and thinking, like, this is the guy that I want to be? This is who I want to pattern my journey after.
So it's funny. My mom is based in Kentucky. She used to go to a lot of shows in Bowling Green and surrounding areas with my Nana and my aunt. My Nana is the one that got me into wrestling, honestly. I would grow up, I would stay at her house for weeks at a time watching wrestling, studying wrestling. She would tell me, you know, like, these are the guys from Memphis, like Jerry Lawler, Doug Gilbert, Eddie Gilbert's. Guys like that, or, you know, we would watch old WWF, old WCW together, old ECW together. So, like, my roots are pretty much planted here in Kentucky. I used to grow up going to shows here with my Nana, my mom, my dad, people like that. You know, like, guys like Farmer John, Dale Mann, Terry England. A guy that, you know, I've been able to work closely with here these last few months, you know, just sitting backstage at shows, learning everything with production, commentary, stuff like that. Terry's a guy that, you know, has been around the business for years. Same with Richard Lowe. You know, those guys are really, you know, like, I like sitting under them and, you know, sitting under the learning tree, for an example, you know.
And how did you come about the New South Championship Wrestling Training School? Like, because it's been what? I mean, how long have you been around? I mean, a year?
Since last July. It started with the training school that started last July.
I feel like I've known you for so long. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to even remember when, like, you weren't
right
around necessarily.
So it's crazy because the first time I remember meeting you was, like, July of 2018. It was at a show in Bowling Green.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the
yeah.
show with Jim Cornette.
Yeah.
Some figures from you.
Yeah.
It was like, this guy's super cool.
Yeah.
Has a lot of figures. I'm like, I'm a big figure guy.
Right.
I like collecting what I grew up collecting, pretty much.
Yeah.
My Nana would buy me all these toys. My mom, my dad, like, everybody would buy me these wrestling figures. So that's something that's, like, nostalgic for
sure.
Me. So I still collect as an adult. And, you know, you're the main hookup for
yeah,
me,
yeah.
honestly. So that was the first time I met you, and the first time I met Carver as well. Mm-hmm. I would come to the shows anytime I would visit my mom. I'd come down on a Friday. I guess I would have
a show,
Friday
yeah.
show. I'd come to the Friday show, go to my mom's house. Sometimes we would go to the Saturday show as well. It was just like... It made me feel like a kid again.
Right,
it made
right.
me feel like I was growing up, going to those Bowling Green shows at the Armory, stuff like that. So it was super cool. That's how I pretty much came across the New South School, was coming in contact with Carver.
Uh-huh.
You know, that guy's done so much for me in my wrestling career. I know it's still pretty young. I'm only, you know, a couple months into the business, really, like, wrestling. I've been training since last July, but, you know, I've been able to go on road trips with with Christian James, I've been able to study under that learning tree, and you know, I feel like it's been beneficial. Same with like you going on road trips with you and Kevin Martin. Like I've been able to really learn and grow and understand the wrestling business a little more.
Yeah, because I mean, there's many different avenues in this business on how you meet people, how you gain contacts, how you make a little money.
Exactly.
There's a lot of different ways you got to do it.
Right.
So you contact Harbor, and you know, you become part of the New South Championship Wrestling School. So kind of take us through a little bit of that, because you actually were injured during your training that really kind of the normal person, this probably would have set you back.
Yeah.
But I mean, it really didn't set you that far back.
It's super funny because it wasn't even like a wrestling related injury. I went to a hardcore show. I saw
music.
Yeah. Music, hardcore, yeah. In the music genre, not a hardcore wrestling show.
Right.
Like those are great as well. Don't get me wrong. I
support all wrestling.
Support all wrestling. Yeah. Support indie wrestling in general.
Sure.
But no, I saw Year of the Knife, Sanction, Terror, Counterpart, the Stick to Your Guns, all in one night in Louisville. It was either Louisville or Lexington. I can't remember which. I'm not originally from here. I'm from Missouri. I moved from Missouri to Kentucky to be able to wrestle.
Right.
That's pretty much my journey getting into this.
Because you would come to the shows while you still lived there.
Yeah.
And you were just here visiting your mom.
Yep.
So you'd come to the shows. But Carver opened up the school. That's when you kind of made that decision. Hey, I'm going to move here full time, and this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I got out
so,
of
the... And you're already training at this point.
At
this point, you started the training. Right.
Yep. I got in a lengthy relationship. I was like, you know what? It's now or never. If I don't do this now, when am I ever going to do this? So I pulled the trigger, moved in with my mom. She's really helped me out. I've been able to learn and grow under the New South Championship Wrestling learning tree. So, yeah. So, I can't even remember.
So your we're talking about your training.
Yeah.
And going into the broken
arm.
The injury.
So
while you're training,
I was at this show, this hardcore show, and there's a thing called hardcore dancing, where you pretty much just flail your body parts around. It's in a more aggressive form of moshing, I guess, is a good way to describe it. Anyways, I threw my arm back and I hit it across somebody's head, I guess. And I heard it crack. I was like, oh no, this can't be good. Went outside, my arm's like dangling. I'm like, I can't pick this up, but it doesn't hurt.
Oh.
So I put an ice pack on it, went through the rest of the show, still doing my thing. Drove 2.5 hours back to the hotel room for the night. Stayed there. Went to the ER the next day. They're like, yeah, you completely shattered this bone. So you're going to have surgery. You're going to be in a cast for like 4 to 6 weeks.
And how far into your training were you at this point? How many weeks?
A month. A month into my training. So I was pretty upset.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, like I was like, okay, so this is a major setback for me. Obviously, I was very upset. I'm not going to lie. I cried. Because I was like, everything I've worked towards is being taken from me. That's what it felt like. I felt like
right.
I was just having everything swept from under the rug, taken from me.
Right.
You
finally got here.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, it's like, I'm not going to let this keep me down. I would still come to training. I came to training the day I had surgery. I was still under Novocaine, all this, you know, random stuff that they gave me for the day to have this surgery. In my cast, I'm there watching training, watching them do headlock takeovers, you know, just trying to learn what I could, even though the situation warranted me from actually training.
Right.
In the last like week and a half into me having a cast, I started doing those bumps again. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? My arm feels fine to me, which probably wasn't the smartest idea, but it felt fine to me. I would do the, you know, the flip bumps, the headlock takeovers, the hip tosses, stuff like that, to make sure I was still learning what I needed to learn and able to move forward.
So now we're at this point. You've been in the ring now for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. You are actively taking bookings, and you've found yourself in a situation with Richard Lowe. Kind of walk us through. You know, first and foremost, tell me, who is Dave Brondell? Tell the world, everyone listening, who is Dave Brondell, and what's your mission statement? What are you here to do? What are you here to prove? What are you here to? What statement are you trying to make?
Honestly, like, Dave Brondell is the underdog. Dave Brondell is the smaller guy, the weaker guy that nobody would ever think would rise up from the ashes and do the unthinkable.
And so Richard Lowe's been calling you out. You've had a few run-ins with him.
Yeah.
Everyone knows he's a giant Humpty Dumpty dumpster fire of a human being.
Oh, you got that right.
you know, Richard Doe is what I like to call him because he's a giant doughboy. But that's neither here nor there. But obviously, you know, he it's almost like, you know, he decided to put the tights back on because I took over his position and I'm promoting New South Championship Wrestling now. And because of that, he wanted to take out his unhappiness with his position out on the younger upstart pro wrestlers. Yeah. And because of that, you two have had these run-ins. Yeah. And so kind of talk about that right now. Because this is your first feud. This is your first program in the world of wrestling.
See, it's crazy because, you know, I look up to guys like Richard Lowe, uh-huh. guys that I've grown up seeing and, you know, coming to shows, watching, you know, doing their thing in the wrestling business. And, you know, I feel like I'm not even being given a chance to shine, to really show what I've got because of guys like Richard Lowe thinking, you know, this newer generation has nothing to offer. But, you know, we have a lot to offer. We have a lot to offer. We are the future of this business.
Right.
And guys like Richard Lowe, while I respect him, you know, I feel like
he's kind of trying to keep you down.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to lose his spot. He doesn't want to lose his opportunities. And so he wants to keep the young guys from gaining those same opportunities that he wants to have.
Exactly.
And I mean, you've got the crowd behind you here in New South Championship Wrestling. I'm sure everyone that's had the opportunity to see you on whether the TV show, the streaming service at NewSouthWrestling.com, you know, you've got the fans behind you, but now you really just need that opportunity to have that match to go out there and prove to yourself that you have everything, that you are everything you've ever wanted to be in this business.
100%.
So let's talk about where the fans can kind of follow you and follow your journey because, you know, you're so young into your career. You know, the fans that are, that follow you right now, they have the opportunity to follow you from the very start. The very start, you have a long way to go. You have many, many, many years and booking opportunities and different territories to wrestle in. So where can they find you and follow you right now?
Honestly, you can find me on most social media outlets. Instagram, it's Elbow Drop the World. Or NoSimpy666. A lot of my Twitter or a lot of my social media handles are NoSimpy666. My Twitter is NoSimpy666. You can find me at James Burr on Facebook. Pretty much I post about my wrestling journey, my everyday day-to-day life. You know, I'm a big mental health advocate. You know, I've suffered with depression, anxiety my entire life, so I want to make sure that, you know, people don't feel alone in this world and, you know that there are options out there for other people with, you know, that are experiencing the same thing that I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Or have felt for, you know, years and years and years. Same with everybody else. But find me at those handles on any social media outlet. I'm more than welcome to talk to you. If you ever feel like you need a vent about anything, hit my DMs. I'm more than welcome to, more than open to any conversation that comes in my way.
Sweet. Well, I appreciate it, man. Dave Brondell, you are an up-and-coming superstar, someone to watch, someone to follow, someone to remember that name and tell your promoters. If you love local pro wrestling and you have your own company that you go to and you enjoy what they do, then make sure you mention that name to that local promoter because this is how it starts. This is how it starts for everyone. It's all about getting in that car and traveling and going out there and taking those bookings. And you're so young into that opportunity and that time that I hope everyone has an opportunity and chance to see you. So I appreciate you taking this time and at this event tonight, and hopefully we'll hear from you very soon.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it 100%. It's that DIY mentality, you know, tell a friend, tell a promoter, tell a wrestler, get that name out there. And I appreciate everything that you've done for me, everything you've done for this business, and look forward to hearing more from everybody in the future.
Thank you very much, and hopefully we'll grab some more interviews tonight.